great to have you here today. Ali Bowman, Akashic coach and healing artist.
Hi. Hi.
You just taught me how to say Akashic, you know. And what does that word mean?
So the Akashic records are the history of your soul's energy. So kind of like the story of where your soul has been, past lives, present life, future life. And so if you think about like reading a book, when you open a book, you know the whole story. And so when we go into the Akashic records, I can like pull out the book of your life and then tell you specific things about what's happening in your story.
Oh, wow. You could pull out things from the person's life and tell them what is it past? Is it present? Is it future?
Yeah, all of them.
All of it.
So like, for example, if somebody was like, something's going on with my relationship to money.
Money.
Mm-hmm. And then I can say, okay, well, in your story, what I see is this energy is happening around money. And it comes from this past life where this happened. And then we can work to heal that together.
Oh, wow. And so what's usually your method? Is it, you know, what's your method? Or what's the Akashic method?
I would say a lot of what about the Akashic records, why I use them and why I love them so much is because they're really simple. Like I find there can be some psychic readings or those sorts of things where it feels like it's more complicated and you get all this detail, whereas like it's always very simple and just like, this is simply what's going on. And you have a choice whether you want to continue this thing on or you can shift up the energy.
And typically, like, who are the kind of people you work with with this art?
Yes. Well, with the Akashic records, a lot of the people I work with are creatives or coaches or healers or artists of any type. It works really well. Like a couple of my clients in the Akashic records are coaches, where we talk about what specifically is going on in their business that their clients need to hear. Like I have people who come to me and they're like, tell me, what do the Akashic records say about my marketing? Or what does it say about my relationship to my business? And I can look at, where are the subtle energetics that can be aligned?
Oh, wow. And so what happens now? So the person comes to you, they found out, oh, this is what happens. Do you help them in taking, like, what happens after that?
Yeah, so after we do a general reading, a lot of what happens after that is I help them create, like, the steps for how to implement the shifts they want in their life.
Oh, wow.
So it's taking these... Because one of the things I found that was frustrating to me about a lot of readings and that sort of things is you get all of this information and it's almost like you're collecting all this information and you don't really do anything with it. So you just got all of this different information from different sources and it becomes less productive or helpful or useful. And so a lot of what I do is like, these are the things that it's saying to do. These are the specific things it's offering to you. How do we want to make these shifts in your life? And then we'll go back into the records later and see if what's shifted and if there's anything else that needs cleaned up or anything else that needs aligned.
Okay. And does that tie with the healing art as well?
Yes, it does. So I've always been an artist. And so a lot of how I view things in the world is in imagery and sensations in my body or visual images and color. And so a lot of this healing art that is, I like to see life as art, right? Rather than it needing to be a science and we do this and this and this. It's like we have choices and we get to play with the different colors we want to use in different moments. And so the way I see it, healing, like being a healing artist is that I help people see all of the colors in their palette. And we can then selectively choose what colors they want to use in their life. That they get to paint whatever they want their life to look like.
Wow. And you have a painting that you've wrote?
Like I painted this.
Oh wow. Hand, by hand.
Yes.
So what's
The
the
gold.
gold, there? Like was that paint as well? Was that special material?
That's gold leafing. So it's like actual gold on there. Really thin gold, with a sizing that represents the sun to me, like a sun.
And what is the you were telling me about the usefulness of art, earlier on. What's that?
Yeah, I think art's so useful for all of us. There's so many times in my life that I don't know, I'm working through something in my life and I'm trying to understand it logically, and then I'll realize, oh, I painted this as a painting lots of times. I think the art that we create tells so much more about where we are in our life than we think it does. So I use art a lot as like a tool for play. We often think that it has to be really hard, or we're going to go into this meditation and work through all of these parts and reparent. And really, it can be as simple as like, I just want to draw this thing that's in my head. Thinking about it, I'm going to paint or I'm going to make something. I think, especially as adults, a lot of us haven't spent enough time in intentional play. And we focus a lot on being intellectual and serious and not enough on the like lighter emotions.
Right,
And
emotions, intentional play. What does that look like? Intentional play.
intentional play, lots of, I mean, I keep bubbles like in my bedside table in case I ever just want to like feel like a child and like play. But really, it can be anything. I think play is less of a action you take and more of an intention you bring to the thing you do. So I have specific things that I do for play, like painting or bubbles or like going out with my dog. But you can play even in business, right? Not needing to be so serious about things and just like bringing more of an energy of curiosity and lightness. Knowing that I personally, this is like my personal belief, I personally don't believe we are on this earth to be serious, right? Like, I think we're here to have fun and enjoy life.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the life that we're living. And so play is like a great way to do that.
Wow. And with the work that you do, so the clients, is this something you encourage them to do as well, the playfulness?
Absolutely. I have a lot of friends who, and clients, and myself as well. Like, I think that we often attract people very similar to us, where it is so much more useful, and it often brings us more money and success in whatever we want the more we play. So,
More.
like, one of my favorite, like, I don't know if you call it an affirmation, but just like reminders that I say to myself is like, the more fun I have, make, right? Like, I always want to spend more time around people or with people that feel like they're enjoying the life they are.
Enjoying, yeah.
Yeah. And so I always encourage my clients, whether they be a coach or not, to just let themselves enjoy life
Enjoy
more.
life.
And stop waiting for that day when you'll get to do the things that are fun. Just do
D
it
like
now.
d do it like make it fun now, today.
Yeah. And I think it's also really helpful when you're like, even when you're processing really, really hard things like grief. I think so many times we think grief has to be so heavy.
Heavy.
It can also be really light. And there can be a lot of humor around that as well if we allow ourselves to feel it when it feels good.
So what's your story? Like, how did we get here?
Well, we got here. I've always been an artist. Since I was a really young age, like my family, when I was, you know, those caricatures that you'd go to like a amusement park and they draw silly photos of you as a child. one of those from when I was five, and I was like, Allie is an artist. It's like me holding a palette. So I've always been really creative and artistic. And my parents are both in mental health, and I always really wanted to impact the world with the art that I did. So I followed this traditional path where I went, well, quote unquote traditional, but like I went to school, I went into the entertainment industry. I worked for theater companies for a while, creating art, and then I worked for a circus for about 7 years.
Yeah, we talked about the circus.
Which is not necessarily traditional, but it is bigger scale, and
Yes.
it is working for somebody else and not for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I noticed is that while these do have such a profound, like, joy and impact on our moods and the way that we live our life, it can be somewhat limited because the more people you pack into that space of a circus, the more you have to kind of water down the message of the show. And so I really love having one-on-one conversations with people, like that desire to do that, then mixed with my interest and understanding of energy and relationship dynamics and how to create what you want in life and how much I love creativity. It really is just like I'm going to use these skills to help people do this in their life one-on-one, not just go and watch a show for an hour and enjoy it.
Oh, wow. And so there was all of that, the 7 years of circus. What brought to the realization of I want to help people with all of with this gift?
Well, I really one of the big things that brought me to that was I was so profoundly unhappy at the circus. Like I was surrounded by people, like I dated a clown, right? And this is like so, but like it's one of the things that I really got from that was like even the people who have to go and make other people happy feel sad sometimes. And all of these people whose job was to make other people really happy were so profoundly upset and didn't enjoy their lives. And there's something about that that just didn't sit right with me. Because it's like we're doing this thing that's supposed to help people, but it's not helping us. And so maybe something should shift.
Something has to shift, yeah.
And so I did. I shifted. And it took me a little bit of time to really figure out what exactly it was I wanted to do after I left. But it feels so much freer, and I get to work with the people who want to create these things in the world now, right? They want.
So they come to you. And I mean, one of the first things is the Akashic records. Let's see what's going on. Then we look through the records. You know, is this a psychic ability or is it pro okay? So we look through the records, and now we discover, and we recommend. Now we can proceed into. So it's really a it's there is the listening, which is one part, and there is the Akashic records. Then there is the actual healing or actual redemption, you know, that comes after that. So your work comes in almost three phases.
It does. It does. It's like oh, the awareness and then the shifts and then the like truly being on the other side of it, the healing.
The transformation, yeah. So for those who want to work with you, how can they connect with you best?
I think the easiest way to connect with me is either on Instagram, which is Bowman Alley, or on Facebook at Alley Bowman. I also have a website that is the same, alleybowman.com. Where you can book a reading or a call that we can just talk about what's going on in your life. This is something that you might be interested in. I think one of the things that we so often forget is that our bodies are included in the play. It's not just like an intellectual thing. And a lot of the work I do is about actually living a fun life, not just thinking about living a fun life. So if that sounds good to you can.
Not just living it, not just thinking about it, but actually being and living that.
Yes. Like actually living in the life that you love.
Wow. So for those who are ready to start living the life that they love, that they enjoy, where fun is today, and they are living in their own truth and purpose and meaning, that is when they come to you. Yes. All right. It's great to have you here today. Wish you many more great things.
Great, thank you. It's nice to see you.
Yes. And you have the bow. You have the bow.
I do have the bowl. I
Yeah,
have a
you have
single.
the bow.
So I use this sometimes with my clients in order to get them into a deeper state of relaxation.
What does it
Either
sound like? You know, we I think we was in A. Yeah.
So I have
Oh,
seven different varieties, like seven notes, seven, and then a gong that I'll play to help people get into a deeper state of relaxation for them to be able to have fun more in their life.
wow. So that was very relaxing. That was very relaxing. And do you is there a way to control it, or is really it has?
You can, like there are ways that you can just keep it really slow and light, or you can make it go faster or vibrate a little bit. Yeah, it really depends on the speed at which you're
I
circling
was
it and the pressure. And there's really interesting things that happen when you're playing two different notes at the same time. You'll feel different things in your body and you'll hear it differently depending on like if one's going faster than the other.
Wow. And you do all of this. Is this something they can also learn from you if they wanted to know how to do it for themselves?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I teach, like, I can teach people how they want to create this in their life. And I host once a month, usually a sound bath where people can just drop in and listen and relax for an hour.
1 hour.
And I there is an offering coming out soon that will be sound bath and art. So the first like 30 minutes will be just a relaxation, and then I'll continue to play while people get to create in their homes online.
Right. Wow. That would be amazing. So it's great to have you here today, and look forward to having you here on again when even new dimensions are opening up. Yes.
Yes, I'm excited for that too.
Yes.